everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And today we're still learning about Mary Poppins.
Are we going to have some fun?
I wish.
I want some adventures.
I want Mary Poppins to appear right now and take me on an adventure.
Please. I want to go somewhere magical.
Yeah, because as children, we watched Mary Poppins, the original movie.
Right.
It was so much fun. And yeah, that's why we have such good memories of this character. Mm-hmm. But Mary Poppins is also a new movie. I think it was out like last year.
Yeah, I saw that one as well.
Yeah, so it's really, really good. And here we're going to learn a little bit more. So let's take a look.
Reading.
Mary Poppins. On one of these adventures, Mary Poppins takes the children to the London Zoo. There, all the animals leave their cages and dance with them. Meanwhile, the zookeepers are trapped in the cages. A wise old snake lives in the zoo. He claims to be Mary's cousin and teaches the children how all living things are connected. Mary also helps Mr. and Mrs. Banks with some of their responsibilities. For instance, she uses her magic to clean the house while Mrs. Banks is out doing other things. While looking after the children, she also pushes them to take their education seriously. All good things come to an end, though. Before starting her job, Mary told Mr. Banks she would work until the wind changes. One day, the west wind starts blowing. Mary Poppins goes outside and opens her umbrella. As Jane and Michael watch, she's carried away by the wind. They're upset until they find Mary's goodbye letter, in which she promises to return one day.
All right, so continuing on with Mary Poppins and her adventures, it says, on one of these adventures, Mary Poppins takes the children to the London Zoo. Sounds fun.
Okay, 感觉好像有好玩的事情要发生。为什么呢？他有一次的这个冒险旅程呢 ，Mary Poppins 就带这个小朋友们他们去这个London Zoo 伦敦的动物园。哇，那到底跟动物会不会有关呢？
Let's take a look. It says there.All the animals leave their cages and dance with them.
I knew it.
Wow, sounds crazy.
可是我不想要跟那个狮子跳舞耶，好可怕，它会吃掉我。
But maybe they're nice. Mary Poppins can be like, guys, relax.
我想要跟 Polar Bears. Okay.
I want to be with the penguins. They're so cute.
I know, right? Okay, 所以在那边所有的动物都离开他们的笼子，就是 cages, 并且跟他们跳舞。Woohoo!
It says, meanwhile, the zookeepers are trapped in the cages. Oh, no.This is absolute chaos. It's crazy. Now, what happens, it says the zookeepers are in the cages. A zookeeper is basically a person who takes care of the animals at the zoo. Now, we saw the vocabulary word meanwhile. It's an adverb and it just means at or during the same time. So, at the same time while the animals are dancing, the zookeepers are in the cages. So, for example, we can say...as another example sentence, we can say, Mom baked the chicken, meanwhile, I cut the potatoes. So two people are doing two different things at the same time.
I want some of that potatoes.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll save you some.
Okay, meanwhile, 这个副词呢就是同时，所以在这段时间发生的时候也怎么样哦，发生了另外一个事情。我刚刚想到 Tiffany 她讲到了煮这个鸡，对不对，烤鸡，那我就可以想到另外一个，可能在晚餐的时候搞不好就可以这么说。You can set the table. Meanwhile, I'll start making dinner. Okay.
Okay.
对呀，这样子还可以把握时间。Zookeeper 刚刚有提到，其实就是动物园管理员。哇，动物园管理员好像在绕口令哦。OK, 所以刚刚的课文提到的就是呢，刚刚我们是看到他们都跟小朋友们都跟动物在跳舞呢，但同时呢，这个动物园的管理员竟然被困在这个笼子里面耶。OK, that's not fun for him.
No, definitely not fun for the zookeepers, but fun for Mary Poppins and the children.
Let's find out more about these animals.
Yeah, next it says, a wise old snake lives in the zoo. Okay, so they meet a snake, but it's not just an ordinary snake, it's a wise old snake. When someone is wise, this adjective just means smart, very smart. You have a lot of wisdom. For example, I can say, I always ask my grandmother for advice. because she's very wise.
OK, 所以这里我们又开始要接触一个很特别的动物，就是一条非常有智慧、很聪明的蛇，它是住在这个动物园里面哦。因为 wise 这个形容词通常我们就是用来形容有智慧的啦，或是聪明的啦 ,like a wise old man or woman. Okay, or we could talk about a wise saying, okay? 那其实 wise 也可以用来表示明智 ,so, making a wise choice, 就是做一个明智的选择。Okay, so let's find out more about this wise old snake. Usually we have a wise old owl or something like that, or a fox, but a snake.
Yeah, it's interesting. It says, he claims to be Mary's cousin and teaches the children how all living things are connected. So that's interesting because Mary Poppins is actually a human character, but he claims to be...her cousin. So we're not sure exactly why or how. But anyways, the snake teaches the children how all living things, all the animals, trees, and bugs and things like that are all connected. So let's take a look at the word connected. It's an adjective and it just means joined or linked together. So yes, it does make sense. All living things need each other. Humans need plants, plants need humans and things like that.For example, we can say all of the rooms in this building are all connected.
Okay. 所以呢，为什么刚刚我们提到这个蛇很特别？它还另外一个除了它非常有智慧哦，它还声称它是 Mary Poppins 的 cousin。但是你知道我们中文的 cousin 很 tricky， 我们可能所以我也分不清楚它可能是堂哥堂弟还是表哥表弟，反正。他就是 cousin 就对了 ,OK? 然后这条蛇呢还教导这些小朋友们哦，就是所有的生物都是相连的，听起来有没有非常的有哲学 ,so philosophical? OK, connected 这个形容词就是有关联的啦或是相连的，所以你也可以说 all living things are related or linked together, kind of somehow,、对啊，然后Tiffany, 我问你啊，你相信就是、okay.星座跟个性是相关的吗? Do you believe that your personality is somehow connected to your star sign?
I think so. I think a little bit because I realize that every person that I meet that's a certain star sign, they all kind of possess similar qualities.
真的、
right?
而且我超爱牡羊座的人。
I know.
Like Tiffany. Oh
I know.
My God.
I love Laura too. Oh my gosh. That's why we're so perfect.
Compatible.
I know.
Okay, maybe we should get back to the story.
Okay, this says, Mary also helps Mr. and Mrs. Banks with some of their responsibilities, okay? So she's very, very helpful. Not only does she take good care of the children, but she also helps Mr. and Mrs. Banks with some of their things, okay? Here we see the word responsibility. It's a noun and it's a duty or task you're expected or required to do. So for example, if you're a student, your responsibilities are basically to study, do your homework, and do well on your tests. If you're an adult, maybe you have a lot of responsibilities, like you have to pay the bills, you have to go to work, you have to,
Take care of your children if you have any.
You have to...Oh, there's so many things, but there's a lot of stuff you need to do as an adult, okay? And those are just the things that you are expected to do or required to do because of, you know, maybe because of society or maybe because the government tells you to do so. Here, let's take a look at responsibility in a sentence. It says, Harry has a lot of responsibilities at home. He has to throw out the garbage, clean his room, and also help wash the dishes. Wow, lots of stuff for him to do.
OK, 好啦，那回到了这个课文 Mary Poppins 呢，她当然不只是好玩啦，她其实也会做一些比较正经的事情，她还是会帮这个 Banks 夫妇承担一些职责，就是我们刚刚提到的 responsibility 这个字，就有责任啦，或者是职责这样的意思，它是个名词，它的形容词就是 responsible, 就是有责任感的。OK, 那我觉得刚刚提到学生有职责，老师也有哦。A teacher's most important responsibility is to help her students or his or her students. 所以这就是为什么我觉得我个人是一个非常棒的老师。
I think so as well.
我觉得当我的学生你们很幸福 ,OK, 我在大学、
totally.
我跟你讲大学的学生都超爱我的。
I would like to go back to college just to take your classes
again. I know,
again.
我真的超好玩的。我可以跟 Mary Poppins 拼就是好玩。
I will pick you though.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, so next let's continue reading. It says, for instance, she uses her magic to clean the house while Mrs. Banks is out doing other things, okay? In the movie version, she's actually out, you know, protesting for women's rights.And, yeah, it's a quite complicated word, so we won't get to that word. But anyways, in the movie version, she goes out to fight for women's rights. Of course, Mrs. Banks could be doing a lot of other things that she needs to do, for her children or to take care of the house.
Okay, 所以比方呢，在这个，就是在，就是当这个 Banks 太太在外面的时候呢，Mary Poppins 会用她的魔法在打扫房子。那我们看到的电影的 version 就是的版本就是 Banks 太太呢，她其实会做很多事情来争取妇女投票权哦，所以是非常认真，她有她自己的一些想法。但是跟书是有点点不同的啦。
Yeah. All right, so next it says, while looking after the children, she also pushes them to take their education seriously. Okay, so, Not only does she have fun with them, but she also says, hey, you have to also study. You have to take your education seriously. When you take something seriously, it just means that you don't take it as a joke and you really need to focus and pay attention to it.
Okay, 所以呢，当她在照顾小朋友的同时呢，她也会逼他们要认真看待他们的教育哦。Okay, 不是只有玩耍而已，好吗？ Okay, take somebody or something seriously, 就是认真看待什么什么。比方像是如果有人讲话呢，就是都很老是不正经，爱开玩笑，你可能就会说 Don't take him seriously, he loves to say crazy things, okay? And sometimes I think most politicians take themselves too seriously.
Because
politicians, they often think of themselves as being very important, you know, actually more important than they really are.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, but Mary Poppins actually is pushing them to do something really great. She wants them to take their education seriously. Now, education is a noun, and it's the act or process of teaching someone, especially in a school, college, or university. So right now, you guys have to go through, 12 years of education, mm-hmm. okay? So that means you have to go to school, you have to learn some of the basic things that you in the first grade, second grade, third grade, and so on. Okay, so Mary Poppins thinks learning is really important. For example, I can say, not all children receive education, so be thankful that you can read, write, and go to school.
Yeah, guys, and be thankful that we're teaching you.
I know, because we are awesome teachers.
Okay, education 就是教育，它是一个名词。Okay, 我们刚刚有提到这个字。For example, it's important for children to get a good education. 孩子得到良好的教育是非常重要的哦。Okay, 所以听起来目前都很开心，对不对？ But,
oh, here it says, all good things come to an end, though.Okay, when something comes to an end, it just means that it finishes. So, I wonder what's happening.
对呀、啊，然而呢，所有的好事都会有结束的一天，就很像我们中文常会提到“天下无不散的宴席”哦。Okay, 没错，都会 come to an end, 也就是结束。我这样子我也想到 summer always seems to come to an end much too quickly.
Summer. Not really. The weather is always
I know. The weather is always changing, though. But summer vacation
can
be short.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Summer vacation always is too short. But summer weather, it goes on forever. All right, so what is coming to an end? It says, before starting her job, Mary told Mr. Banks she will work until the wind changes.
这听起来很妙哦。他说在其实在 Mary Poppins 开始帮他们工作之前，他就跟 Banks 先生说，哎，我会工作直到 until the wind changes, 直到风向改变。哇哦，听起来非常的听不太懂，但是到底是什么意思？ OK, 我们先来看看刚刚提到的 before 的句型。OK, 所以从属连接词 after 或者是 before, 就是课文的 before, 引导的副词子句跟这个主词子句的主词是一样的时候哦，我们是可以省略从属子句的主词，然后将这样子这该子句的动词改为现在分词。所以我们刚刚有看到它是 before starting her job, 其实原句就是 before Mary starts her job， 但是我们可以把 Mary 拿掉，然后把 starts 改成现在分词，也就是变成课文提到的 before starting her job， 因为它跟后面也是那个 Mary， 就是一直听到 Mary Mary， 那是不是有一点赘呢？所以就是不用提到 Mary， 然后把它改，把这个动词改成现在分词。我们再来举个例子会比较清楚啊、比方像是他离开前向每个人都say goodbye， 都是告别哦。我们本来的句子可以讲成这样： Before he left, he said goodbye to each of them。但是呢，其实我们也可以这样子改写哦。Before leaving， 有没有？我把 left， OK， 改成 leaving， 就是现在分词。He said goodbye to each of them， 所以后面是不变的。大家应该知道这样的用法吧？
Easy. After you explained it.
I know.
All right. So next it says, one day, the west wind starts blowing. Mary Poppins goes outside and opens her umbrella. Okay. So one day is self-explanatory. It could be any day out of the week or any day out of the month. But just that one day, the wind starts to change. It starts to become the west wind.And Mary Poppins leaves.
Oh, so sad.
I know.
Okay, 所以呢，有一天就是这么一天就来了。Okay, 我觉得就是西风它就开始吹啊吹，然后 Mary Poppins 就走出去，然后就打开了她的 umbrella， 她的雨伞。当然呢，就是表示她会乘风而去的感觉哦。那 one day 可以表示过去的某一天，或者是将来的有一天都可以哦。比方像是呢，people may one day be able to take vacations to the moon. Maybe. 这个是未来的某一天哦。Okay, 我再造一个过去的某一天的例句好了。比方像是 I went to her house one day and had lunch.With Tiffany.
With me.
I know, right?
Yes. Okay. I need to go to your house next time.
You should. Yeah. It's so close to where you live.
I know. Now we're neighbors.
Yay.
All right. So what happens next in the story says, as Jane and Michael watch, she's carried away by the wind. Bye, Mary.
Okay. 那这个 Jane 跟 Michael 就看着就是这个 Mary Poppins 乘着风而离去。他们 心中应该是非常难过啦。
Yeah, and it does. It says here, they're upset until they find Mary's goodbye letter, in which she promises to return one day. Okay, so Jane and Michael are very upset, of course. I mean, they spent so much time with her, and they really, really came to love her. Upset here is an adjective, and it just means you're sad, you're not happy. I can also say the children were really upset when they couldn't find their puppy.
OK, 所以当然呢，他们一定会很难过啦，直到他们发现，诶，原来这个 Mary 她有留下一个这个离别信哦，那里面有写说，诶，我保证有一天我会再回来哟。OK, 那他们刚感到非常的 upset, 这个形容词就是难过的啊，甚至有时候我们会有一点生气、不开心这样子的意思哦。Tiffany, do you get upset easily? If so, what kind of things make you upset?
I think it really depends. If I'm stressed out, then I think I get upset quite easily because, you know, just a lot of things happening.
Too many things happen at once.
Usually I'm a very positive person. I'm usually a happy person.
I know. That's why I love you so much.
I know. That's why we're awesome.
Okay, we better shut up. And we're always talking so much that we might run out of time. So let's go to our For You chat before we talk too much.
For You chat.
All right, so our For You chat question is, did anyone help your parents look after you? Who was it and how did they help?
It was just my mom. My aunt, which is my mom's sister, she was kind of single for some time, but then she's married now. She was sort of with us, but she wasn't really like a nanny. She was just like
in the house with you guys.
My mom's best friend, I guess. But she was with us for a long time because my dad was away for some time because he had to work overseas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and only comes back, say, maybe like once or twice a year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so yeah, your mom definitely needs that help, especially, you know, if she's a young mom taking care of children. For me, My mom and dad also took care of me by themselves, but sometimes my grandmother and grandfather would fly like once a year, or maybe my aunt sometimes, they would fly over from Taiwan to the States to visit us. So they will also kind of help look after us. And I also remember like our neighbors and stuff.
Neighbors?
Yeah, but they're really nice and like they looked after us. We also like, you know, it was kind of a mutual thing. Yeah, and also my childhood friends, parents, too.
Oh, yeah, so I had that, too.
It was really fun. Yeah.
That's so sweet. Well, you guys have a chat about this question. Did anyone help your parents look after you? Who was it, and how did they help? But, you know what? There's more fun tomorrow because it's a three-day article, so we'll be back tomorrow.
Yay, more us.
I know you will miss us.
Bye.
Mary Poppins. On one of these adventures, Mary Poppins takes the children to the London Zoo. There, all the animals leave their cages and dance with them. Meanwhile, the zookeepers are trapped in the cages. A wise old snake lives in the zoo. He claims to be Mary's cousin and teaches the children how all living things are connected. Mary also helps Mr. and Mrs. Banks with some of their responsibilities.For instance, she uses her magic to clean the house while Mrs. Banks is out doing other things. While looking after the children, she also pushes them to take their education seriously. All good things come to an end, though. Before starting her job, Mary told Mr. Banks she would work until the wind changes. One day, the west wind starts blowing.Mary Poppins goes outside and opens her umbrella. As Jane and Michael watch, she's carried away by the wind. They're upset until they find Mary's goodbye letter, in which she promises to return one day.
Vocabulary Review.
Meanwhile, I will make the salad. Meanwhile,You can put the chicken in the oven. Wise. It's wise to bring a copy of your passport when you travel, just in case you lose it. Connected. This scene in the movie is connected to the film's theme of family. Responsibility.It is my responsibility to take out the garbage twice a week. Education. Andrea finished high school and continued her education at National Taiwan University. Upset. Daniel was upset because he missed his bus, it was raining, and he forgot his lunch at home.Zookeeper.
以上节目是由活用空中美语制作。活用空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。如欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000，02-2364-4000，或上网查询，网址是www.english4u.net www.english4u.net。谢谢您的收听。